you have a special treat for us?
Yes, I do, Giorgio. All right, this is by request of Mike Reiner. He's obsessed with
Reiner.
Something that should have never, ever taken place here on the air, and
no,
that is the
I am
fake
not.
Jason Kidd.
It is not by request of me. I was just trying to help you out because you couldn't come up with anything else.
Most definitely.
And this is in the news because Jason Kidd could leave Dallas. That would be terrible.
Right. And he left Dallas before. As a matter of fact, he did a song about that that we'll hear in just a moment. So Mike became obsessed with taking quotes from Jason Kidd from the paper and turning them into songs.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You're all about this.
We actually started it, but then he was totally into it and loved the Jason Kidd song more than anything.
Now, I believe the
very... I like the Dueling Rushes better.
The very first Jason Kidd song was a song called Most Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started off with a very small concept, and I don't think there's too much...
It didn't really grow much from there.
Yeah, too much meat on this bone here. But take a listen. Here's Most Definitely.
Most Definitely.
So stupid.
Most Definitely.
Because his catchphrase, he always said...
Looking at life from Coach Mata. Yeah, we're a young team. Most Definitely. Just gotta win games. Most Definitely.
Okay, that's all it started off as. And it was just a throwaway thing that we did because he always said most definitely. That was his crutch phrase. And so,
and those were random quotes that might appear after games in the
right.
paper.
I think that's actually the music of the great Wayman Tisdale.
That
is. It is.
May he rest in peace.
And then it started there. Then he had some quote about finding Oliver tonight. And this is when Oliver Miller was on the team, that big old slob.
Who's talking about a comeback, by the way. Did you see that?
I did.
And Jason's quote was, I found Oliver tonight. And we thought that was kind of a funny quote. So, of course, that had to be made into a song.
This is Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. I want to dedicate this song to all the media critics out there who think I don't have a good game because I found something very special in me. Everybody's talking about my points going down, but that is not my game. Everybody should know that I think my teammates are starting to understand. I found Oliver tonight. He's so Oliver tonight.
Give up lyric.
I found Oliver tonight.
Stupid.
That's all there was.
Okay.
That's all there was to it.
Then
now, why are you acting like you're so put on while you're doing this?
Because I never liked these.
Because I really think he hates these. He really
yes.
does.
You're the only person that didn't like Oliver tonight.
They drain me because I just remember those horrible afternoons of having to go into a production studio with a stack of production music CDs, and then all the songs are
something.
Horrible, and trying to find something you can sing to. All right, then, now this is when he actually left Dallas, and he performed a song called Glad I'm Out of Dallas. So take a listen to this one.
Hey, girls, this is Jason Kidd of the Phoenix Suns. The season is over, and what a year it's been for me. It's time to look back now and celebrate my career through song. Most Definitely.
Most Definitely.
I came to Dallas, it was really wild. I scored some points, and I fathered a child.
Most Definitely.
But hopes for the three. J's, they rose and fell, and friends like Nelly can go straight to hell. I'm so glad that I'm out of Dallas, away from nuts like Jimmy and Jamal. Now all I care about is Nike shoe contracts and Tony Braxton's bread. Coach Marta was a senile dotted, and Jimmy Clemens, he couldn't buy a I'm so glad that I'm out of Dallas. The city sucks and I hated your team. Most definitely.
Stupid. You were sitting there bobbing
not
along
stupid.
With that
it's
one.
It's
a waste
not
of human
stupid. Not stupid.
Time. Okay, and then he had some sports quote about an open mind and willing heart. He was approaching mm-hmm. the game with an open mind and willing heart.
Right, he got
effect.
Crossways with, I don't know, Mata or somebody.
Or Clemens,
and then turned the thing. Yeah, Clemens. When Clemens was first hired, they didn't get off to a real good start, but they patched things up, and he said, okay, I'm coming in with an open mind and a willing heart. And that spawned this bit of greatness.
This is Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. I have done a lot of bad things in my life. I have fought with Jimmy Jackson. I've had sex with Tony Braxton. And I've even demanded to be traded. But all of those things are behind me now. And after meeting with my agent and Coach Clemens, I want everyone to know that this season, I'm coming in with an open mind and a willing heart. I learned a lot from Coach Harder. Now it's time to start. To learn from Coach Clemens. I'm so sorry to all my fans. We're a young team. I want you to know that I'm a Dallas Maverick 100%. Most definitely.
Stupid. Okay.
That's the greatest one ever, right there. That is my all-time favorite.
Now, we're missing some notable songs from the Jason Fake Jason Kidd collection. The Finley Fascination we cannot find.
Man.
It's in there.
Was that could have been a part of the two-week-ago blowout.
That was from his comment that he said it's like the Finley. He talked about the Finley Fascination and how it's a lot like the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, they know who did it, but they just can't figure out why.
Very confusing quote about the Kennedy assassination. So we can't find that one.
Finley Fascination.
But we did find this obscure track from the Jason Kidd catalog. This is called the Jason Kidd ankle song. He hurt his ankle one time, and he sang about it. And I had completely forgotten about
it. You remember this one, Rhines?
I don't think so.
All right, this is a jaunty little number.
This is Jason Kidd of the Phoenix Suns. Recently, I have endured an injury that I feel that I must put down in song. Did you hear I broke my ankle on my birthday? My bone got three screws. That's an average night for me in the NBA. Getting late. It's hard to be my lotta drafted by Coach Mata. Hurt like googly otter, but you know I got a lot of... Most definitely. There'll be no parade. It didn't even hurt this bad when I rolled my brand new truck. Dear my love, my legs effed up.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys remember that one at all?
No.
Jaunty little most number.
Definitely. Oh, he said most definitely at the end. What a surprise.
That was some greatness there. The review of the Jason Kidd musical. Awesome.